Dozens of people have been killed in Ituri province in recent weeks. A rebel group called Kadeko, which operates in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, is widely thought to be responsible.
I managed to hide myself when the militia started the mass killing in the village with machetes and bullets. After a few hours, as the militia withdrew from the area, I came back to check around and I found the dead body of my husband, among others, along the roadside.
Many of the relatives of the victims only found the bodies of their loved ones days after Kadeko's fighters left the area.
The militias were carrying many machetes, and some had guns. I saw them from where I was hiding myself. And the machetes were covered with blood after they finished killing all the people.
Kadeko originated in a conflict over grazing and farmland that began decades ago, fought on ethnic lines. Now, the group controls lucrative trade routes and gold mines. It's grown stronger in recent months. The UN says attacks by Kadeko and its rival, Zaire, should be investigated.
Since December 2022, the mission reports that at least 195 civilians have been killed and 68 injured, as well as 84 people abducted during several incidents attributed to Kadeko and Zaire armed groups. The recent attacks have increased the number of displaced people to more than 1.5 million in Ituri, and reduced access for humanitarians to those in need of assistance.
UN peacekeepers have been blamed for failing to protect people. Recent talks between the government and rebel groups in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, haven't stopped the violence. Malcolm Webb, Al Jazeera.